Tonight on the Worldview Report, Israel hits back hard at Hamas, killing two of its leaders in Lebanon. Harvard's president finally resigns following a series of plagiarism allegations and an embarrassing testimony before Congress. And more than 200 military veterans, active duty members, former officials, and military spouses released an open letter in which they vowed to do everything in their power to hold senior military leaders responsible for forcing the devastating COVID vaccine mandate on U.S. troops. We also have seen a small earthquake shake buildings and cut power to parts of New York City. And sadly, another Muslim massacre of Christians. This time it took place in Nigeria. All these stories and more as the Worldview Report begins right now.
This is Worldview Report with host Brennan House. Whether it is news from the nation's capital or your state capital, from the classroom to the boardroom, from national security to national and local news that impacts you and your family, Worldview Report is your trusted source for vital and uncensored news. And now, here is Brennan House.
Good evening, and welcome to the Worldview Report. We lead off tonight with the war in Israel. The Israel Defense Force said Monday that it had killed a Hamas commander who participated in the terrorist group's October 7th massacre on Israel that killed 1,200 people. According to a report in the Jerusalem Post, the commander by the name of Massa led the attack on the kibbutz and directed gunmen to devastate other kibbutz communities. Israeli authorities also announced that troops struck Hamas and Islamic Jihad terror targets and located large amounts of weapons, while naval forces struck Hamas terror targets and continued to support IDF ground troops in Gaza. Hamas media outlet Al-Azaz TV said that the deputy head of the political bureau of Hamas was, quote, martyred in a treacherous Zionist airstrike in Beirut, end quote. At least four people were killed in the attack that targeted an office belonging to Hamas in a suburb of Beirut, Lebanon. That's what the news agency NNA reported. Dannon stated in a post to X, quote, I congratulate the IDF, the Shin Bet, the Mossad, and the security forces for killing senior Hamas official in Beirut. Anyone who was involved in the 710 massacre should know that we will reach out to them and close an account with them, end quote. Auto racing legend Gilles de Ferran has died suddenly at the age of 56. According to the Associated Press, de Ferran was driving with his son, Luke, at a private motor racing club in Florida when he stopped the vehicle to say he was feeling unwell. Although he never competed in Formula One, the French-born Brazilian had a successful career in the IndyCar Kart Series from 1995 to 2003, winning a series of titles including the Indy 500 for the Penske Racing Team in 2003. Keeping former President Donald Trump off the 2024 GOP presidential ballot for the primaries, quote, would rip the country apart, end quote. And the only way to beat Trump is in the election. So says former top Obama advisor David Axelrod. He said that on Friday to CNN. He said, quote, I have very, very strong reservations about all this, end quote. And then he added, quote, I do think it would rip the country apart if he were actually prevented from running because tens of millions of people want to vote for him. I think if you're going to beat Donald Trump, you're going to have to do it at the polls, end quote. Maine Secretary of State Sheena Bellows last week removed Trump from the state's primary ballot, citing the 14th Amendment insurrection clause. And Maine, their GOP chairman, Joel Sedex, well, he said he would appeal the decision. The Colorado Supreme Court found Trump ineligible to run in the primary for the same reason last month, but the state Republican Party appealed the decision to the Supreme Court. And Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold said last week that Trump will appear on the ballot unless the high court takes up the case. Trump critics, well, they say he incited an insurrection by suggesting supporters go to the U.S. Capitol building on January 6th of 2021 to stop the certification of the 2020 presidential race in which he lost re-election. But he was never charged with insurrection. And videos of the protest where they show police welcoming the protesters into the U.S. Capitol. Axelrod also predicted that the U.S. Supreme Court will take up Trump's case, quote, fairly quickly, end quote, and quote, will leave him, end quote, on the ballot. He also said the decisions to remove Trump from the ballot have been, quote, strengthening him in the Republican primary, end quote. Axelrod said Trump's opponents have run this experiment before. After indicting the former president, the frontrunner in the 2024 GOP presidential primary, in conjunction to multiple state and federal criminal cases. Quote, he's only gained since he started getting indicted. You know, what you thought might be kryptonite for him has been battery packs. This is a big one for him, end quote. Harvard's embattled president, Claudine Gay, resigned Tuesday afternoon, making her presidency the shortest in the university's history. She wrote in a message addressed to the members of the Harvard community, quote, it is with a heavy heart, but a deep love for Harvard that I write to share that I will be stepping down as president. This is not a decision I came to easily, end quote. She said after consulting with Harvard board members, it became clear that it is in the university's best interest for her to resign. Her resignation was first reported by the Harvard Crimson, and it comes just 6 months and 2 days into her presidency. The Harvard provost, Alan Garber, will serve as the university's interim president. Gay is leaving her position after a new plagiarism complaint was filed on Monday against the university. She now faces nearly 50 plagiarism allegations, impacting half of her published works. That's according to the Washington Free Beacon. Well, of course, Gay had to play the race card in a parting shot at her detractors. She stated in her resignation letter that it wasn't the plagiarism that forced her out. It was a series of racist threats. She said it was, quote, distressing, end quote, to have her character questioned and suggested that anyone who did that must be racist. Gay's tenure was not only marked with growing plagiarism allegations, but also with concern over her response to anti-Semitism on the campus. Gay apologized in December for stating at a congressional hearing that it depended, quote, on the context, end quote, as to whether statements calling for the genocide of Jews violated school policies. Gay appeared at the congressional hearing alongside MIT President Sally Kornbluth and University of Pennsylvania President Elizabeth McGill. McGill resigned just days after testifying. Of Gay's 17 published academic works, 8 have been found to contain alleged examples of plagiarism. Breitbart News reports that more than 200 military veterans, active duty members, former officials, and military spouses released an open letter on January 1st in which they vowed to do everything in their power to hold senior military leaders responsible for forcing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate on troops. They wrote in the letter that was released on social media Monday the following, quote, while implementing the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, military leaders broke the law, trampled constitutional rights, denied informed consent, permitted unwilling medical experimentation, and suppressed the free exercise of religion. Service members and families were significantly harmed by these actions. Their suffering continues to be felt financially, emotionally, and physically. Some service members became part of our ever-growing veteran homeless population. Some developed debilitating vaccine injuries, and some even lost their lives. In an apparent attempt to avoid accountability, military leaders are continuing to ignore our communications regarding these injuries and the laws that were broken, end quote. Just the News reports that nearly 200 Christians were massacred in Nigeria, as graphic videos reportedly from the incident show men, women, and children being murdered. Amnesty International Nigeria said Friday on X, formerly known as Twitter, that 194 people were murdered on Christmas Eve in Nigeria's Plateau State, as the agency called on the country's president to, quote, do more than merely condemning these horrific attacks, end quote. Days before Amnesty's post, the president of Nigeria, Tinubu, wrote on X that he condemns the, quote, heinous and brutal attacks, end quote, and he ordered security agencies to respond, called for culprits to be held accountable, and ordered relief to be provided to surviving victims. While no group has claimed responsibility for the attack, Muslim Fulani herdmen have clashed frequently in the area with predominantly Christian farmers. Maria Lozano, a representative for the Catholic relief group Aid to the Church in Need, told the Catholic news agency that she believes the radicalized Islamic Fulani tribe is behind the attack, which marked one of the most violent times in the region's history. Local residents also blamed herders, according to the Voice of America. Quote, this is not a recent problem. It has been reoccurring over the years, end quote. That's what the governor of a region said on X on Sunday. A report from Aid to the Church in Need found last year that Christians are facing enough violence in Nigeria to constitute a genocide. Since 2009, at least 52,250 Nigerian Christians have been killed. That's according to a report released in April by the International Society for Civil Liberties and Rule of Law. That's a Nigerian-based research group. While some graphic videos have been incorrectly labeled online as being from the massacre of Nigerian Christians last month, the origins of others are not so clear. For example, one graphic video posted by Pan Am Post purports to show Christian men, women, children, and infants murdered by the Islamic militants in Nigeria. Just the News could not independently verify the video. Photos from agency France Press show mass graves and destroyed homes as a result of the clash. We'll be right back after this break.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
Now's the time to go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use the promo code to save 50% on your MyPillow 2.0. Not only that, for a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
MyPillow.com.
To celebrate the new year, we're having the biggest sale ever on overstock clearance and brand new products. For example, save 60% on our Goose Down Comforters, the best comforters ever. They go perfectly with our MyPillow bed sheets and duvet covers. Save 25% on our brand new kitchen towels. They're made with the same technology as our famous My Towels. Our initial quantities are extremely low, so get them now before they go. Our seasonal flannel sheets are finally in. You save up to 50%, and they sell out fast every year, so order now. They're truly the best flannel sheets you'll ever sleep on. Or save up to 80% on all our clearance items. And this is where it gets even better. For a limited time, your entire order ships absolutely free. So go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen. Use that promo code to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products. And for a limited time, your order ships absolutely free.
Welcome back from the break, and thank you so much for watching. And let me remind you again, we are brought to you by you. So thank you for making this broadcast possible. We're now going into our third year of the Worldview Report. I don't know of any other nightly newscast like this, do you? And if you appreciate it, then we sure would appreciate your support if you're not already supporting us. And you can do that in part by going to WVWFoundation.com. Our foundation exists primarily to push out training, education, videos, live programming, documentaries, and articles, and radio shows to help people understand the times through the lens of a Christian worldview, and then to know how to respond. Think of us as your conservative Christian worldview alternative to National Public Radio, National Public Television. Our foundation also sponsors a Sunday night church service where on Sunday nights, 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com, I open the Bible and we talk about the issues of the day through the lens of the Bible, a biblical worldview. I've been doing that church service on Sunday nights since 2015. We invite you to join us Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Central Time at worldviewtube.com. Brought to you by our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Thank you for your support. We are looking for more regular monthly contributors, so we know that we have the budgets we need to grow and expand. So please consider not just making a one-time contribution, which we do appreciate. That's all you can do. But please consider signing up and becoming a regular monthly contributor at WVWFoundation.com. You will find our mailing address there if you prefer to support us through the mail. Thank you. An electric vehicle owner was shocked when he jumped into his car only to find that a failed software update had turned off the vehicle completely, leaving a message on his screen telling him the car could no longer be driven without first being, well, towed to a dealer for service. The aggravated EV owner signed onto his Reddit account to post an image of his car's dash screen that told him the car was bricked or totally shut down. The vehicle was a Ford, but the post did not describe the exact model. Quote, unfortunately, a recent software update was not successful, end quote. That's what the screen stated in the image, which was first posted December 19th by a user identified as Handyman131. Quote, your vehicle cannot be driven, end quote. The image drew attention on social media as other users picked it up. In reporting the story, the Western Journal asked an appropriate question. This man calls himself the owner of the electric vehicle. But do you really own something if it is 100% controlled by the manufacturer and dealer by remote connection? Good question. There was a massive firefighter presence on New York City's Roosevelt Island after residents reported multiple explosions, power outages, and buildings shaking, and this all happened on Tuesday morning following a reported earthquake. The Daily Mail reports that firefighters were also dealing with a number of manhole fires. The New York City Emergency Management Department posted an alert on X right before 7:30 a.m., warning of road closures, mass transit disruptions, and emergency personnel near Roosevelt Island. Watch this footage of the scene provided by Todd Starnes. Calls were received just before 6 a.m. for reports at 580 Main Street, which is just south of Roosevelt Island Bridge and Tram. Several tweets came across the social media platform X, and people reported saying they were awakened by a loud noise and that they felt their buildings shaking. That's according to Fox 5 in New York City. Jennifer Cohen, who lives on Roosevelt Island, told WNYC, quote, at 5:45 in the morning, we woke with what sounds like a large bang, and the whole building sort of moved in response to the bang. I've never been through an earthquake, but it didn't really feel like an earthquake, end quote. The quake reportedly measured 1.7 on the Richter scale. There are no reports of injuries. NBC News reports that one building was said to be shaking. This earthquake came one day after the massive 7.6 earthquake in Japan. The nation's capital, Washington, D.C., reported more murders in 2023 than any year since 1997. D.C. posted the fifth highest murder rate among the nation's biggest cities. That's according to a report in the Washington Post. D.C. came in only behind New Orleans, Cleveland, Baltimore, and Memphis, but ahead of New York and Chicago. That's according to the report. Every ward in D.C. experienced homicides, with most enduring, quote, significant overall increases in violent crime, end quote, again, according to the report. There was an arrest by late November in only 75 cases. In those cases, nearly half resulted from a domestic argument. At least 12 cases were domestic disputes, 8 were robberies, and 5 were neighborhood conflicts. Well, this is more proof that gun control doesn't work. No American city has more stricter gun laws than D.C. And yet, consider their crime rate. Well, now it's time for our nightly Worldview Report commentary. Detransitioner Chloe Cole had some tough words to offer Ohio Governor Mike DeWine days after he shot down a bill that would have banned gender-affirming care for minors in the state of Ohio, lambasting his decision for allegedly being, quote, complicit in the sterilization and mutilation, end quote, of children. Cole said Sunday on Fox and Friends, quote, parents don't have a right to abuse their children. This is no different from any form of abuse. This is the sterilization and mutilation of thousands of children happening within a state that is being entirely complicit in the choice to continue this, end quote. DeWine, a Republican, last Friday vetoed the GOP-backed Save Adolescents from Experimentation Act. This, of course, sparked outrage from conservatives who blasted DeWine as a coward for his decision. The bill, well, it would have banned gender-affirming procedures for minors in Ohio and would have banned and barred transgender athletes from competing in women's sports. DeWine said in his veto message, quote, were I to sign Substitute House Bill 68, or were Substitute House Bill 68 to become law, Ohio would be saying that the state, that the government knows what is best medically for a child rather than the two people who love the child the most, the parents, end quote. Folks, there's absolutely no logic to that statement. What if a set of parents said it was in the best interest of the child for them to be euthanized? Would Governor DeWine just sit back and say, well, I guess the parents know better than anyone else what's best for their kids? DeWine, with his crocodile tears, also cited the so-called profound consequences that he said the bill would have on children that struggle with gender dysphoria, as well as their families. And he said his decision boiled down to input from parents who believed their children's lives depended on the treatment that they received. Chloe Cole is right. Mike DeWine, I think, is a coward, but he's really worse than that. Mike DeWine, I think, is an enabler of child abuse. Mike DeWine and every politician like him, I think, is guilty of crimes against humanity. And if we lived in a just world, well, I think Mike DeWine would be behind bars. He would not be running the state government of Ohio. What do you think? Well, that does it for this edition of the Worldview Report. As always, thank you for tuning in and for supporting this broadcast. You already know that one way you can support us is through our foundation, WVWFoundation.com. Another way is through, well, supporting the companies that advertise with us. And we don't let companies advertise with us unless we believe in their products. Unless we have validated those products And in most cases, we ourselves use those products. Well, that's the case with these advertisers. One is Bella Grace. I take it twice a day and have been now for over a month. I have said on other broadcasts that for years and years and years, I have struggled with my hands cracking and bleeding, but particularly during the winter months. I'm talking deep cracks. Cracks all through here on my palm and into my fingers and in the corners of my thumbs. My wife can verify this because she's the one that's had to put lotion on my hands many times at night and trying to help rub in the cream because the cracking and bleeding was so painful. This is the first winter in years and years that I can ever remember not having cracked and bleeding hands. The only thing that has changed is I'm taking Bella Grace, which has collagen in it. Guys, we need collagen as well. You should check this out. It also has astaxanthin, which crosses the brain-blood barrier. The AstraZenithin got the Cognitive Award for 2022. It also contains cat's claw. Cat's claw comes from the bark on a vine and is loaded with anti-inflammatories. Now, you don't have to take my testimony or my experience or my word for it. There are over 80 clinical trials on this elixir. You just rip off the top and drink it. Twice a day, I do that. And now, many of you have been taking it for enough weeks that your testimonies are flooding into us. And I've been reading some of them on the air. But again, you don't have to take my testimony or that of my wife, whose hairdresser is asking where all this new hair growth has come from on the top of her head. You can just go to the science. And it's all listed on the website at melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. That's the URL to read about it or to subscribe and get a subscription at your door every month. My subscription for the month came in yesterday, right when I had one elixir left. So you're going to want to get a subscription. But check out the science. But also use that URL, melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com, because then our organization gets credit. So that's one of our advertisers. Again, melissahouse.bellagraceglobal.com. Another one is The Wellness Company. That's where my friend Dr. Peter McCullough and Dr. James Thorpe work. 8 different meds in here, and most of them require a prescription. In fact, as Dr. McCullough said, or Dr. Thorpe, one of them, I can't remember which one, said on my broadcast the other day, one of these meds at a typical pharmacy, well, it would cost what you're paying for the entire kit of 8 meds. So you're getting quite the deal. Over the Christmas break, Logan got sick. I think it might have been COVID. We were able to put him on amoxicillin and ivermectin right away, because we had 4 of these. So we have one for every family member in the house. Well, we're going to order another one to replace it. I urge you to do the same. And if you want our organization to get credit, which helps support the program, be sure to use the URL twc.health/Brannon. twc.health/Brannon. Also, mypillow.com/B66. mypillow.com/B66. Sheets, towels, blankets, pet beds, slippers, sandals, mattresses, mattress toppers, robes, and more. And right now, with that promo code, you get free shipping. There's only a few promo codes that Mike Lindell is allowing to offer that free shipping. B66 is one of them. So please use mypillow.com/B66. You'll get great deals, free shipping, and a generous percentage of each purchase comes back to our general operating budget here. So thank you so much. Well, again, that does it for this broadcast. Thank you so much for watching. Till next time, I'm Brannon House. May God save America. Take care.